Hi, it's Brandy Taylor. Welcome to the Business Beauty Network podcast, where business meets beauty. It's not just lipstick, it's business. We will share thought-provoking conversations with business and beauty professionals. Our goal is to empower, motivate, and inspire you to take your business to the next level. This episode is sponsored by StyleSeed. Join StyleSeed today, trusted by top professionals and adored by clients. Hey, welcome to the Business Beauty Network podcast, where business meets beauty. Welcome, welcome. I am super, super excited to bring a new episode to you today. But before we get into that, make sure that you are subscribed to the Business Beauty Network podcast wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share it. If you know someone who would benefit from this awesome content, share it. Sharing is caring. And connect with me on Instagram at I am Brandy Taylor. Brandy is spelled with the I. And you can also connect with Business Beauty Network on Instagram, Facebook, and all of those. And we are also on YouTube at Business Beauty Network. If you want to contact us or make any recommendations, you can email us at hello@businessbeautynetwork.com. And our website is also businessbeautynetwork.com. Now that all of that is out of the way, I have an awesome episode for you today. I had a great conversation with Mika Mathis. She was an awesome guest, and I can't wait to share that with you. But before we get into that, I want to share a business tip with you. I had the opportunity to get out and network this week. I decided that this year, 2024, I was going to network more. And I've been slow about doing it. I have done a few things, but I've been a little slow about doing it. So I've been on it. And networking is a form of marketing, if you didn't know that, because you can actually make new connections in and outside of the industry, meet potential clients just by connecting with people and letting them know what you do and sharing that with them. Networking is a great way to get your brand out there and to get in front of your potential clients. You can also find different opportunities through networking as well. When I was doing makeup, I got plenty of makeup jobs just networking with speakers and different people who needed makeup for photo shoots and things of that nature. So networking can really change the game. Making connections and connecting with like-minded individuals, connecting with other entrepreneurs, and connecting with people who could possibly benefit from what you have to offer. You may have something that they can benefit from as well. So this is a great way to build your business and to leverage relationships, because it's all about who you know, right? So you want to make sure you're getting out there and doing it. And I feel like in the beauty industry, when I'm in a lot of these rooms, honestly, there's not a lot of beauty people there. And when I'm in events outside of the industry. So make sure that you're networking. This is a great time to do it. The weather's warming up. Spring is already here. Summer's coming. This is a great time to get out and meet new people and make new connections. And who knows what can come from that. Now, let's get into today's episode. I really enjoy getting to know more about Mika Mathis and having her on a podcast and learning all about her business and her expertise in the skincare industry. Here is a little bit of Mika's bio. Mika Mathis is a master esthetician with more than 20 years of experience. She's the founder and lead esthetician of a usually successful Washington, D.C. skincare spa called Skin Beauty Bar. Her establishment focuses on self-care and beauty treatments. Mathis is a graduate of the Parsons School of Design and has integrated her design marketing degree and aesthetics degree in running a successful beauty business. She has been featured and praised by various media outlets such as Essence Magazine, Hello Beautiful, and local news outlets because of her admirable achievements in the skincare space. I think you're really going to enjoy this interview, and here it goes. Hey, welcome to the podcast. It is your host, Brandy Taylor. We have an awesome guest today, Mika Mathis. Welcome, Mika.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Mika, I'm super excited to have you on. But before we learn about all the awesome things you're doing with your business, tell us something about yourself that most people would not know.
I've been a licensed esthetician since 1997, like a dinosaur.
you haven't been around for a while. That's... Yeah, 1997. Oh, wow. So tell us your beauty story. How did you get into the industry?
So I had went to college for 1 year, and I said college wasn't for me. And I came home. My mom was a hair stylist. She owned a beauty salon growing up. So I grew up in the hair salon. And I thought I was just going to relax and live a, like, you know, just chill. And my mom said, oh, no, you can't do, you got to go to trade school. You got to do something while you're here. And I'm like, huh? So it was a lady, her name was Brenda, they call her Peaches. She was an esthetician and she was so glamorous and beautiful. I didn't know anything about aesthetics. I just know she did little facials or something, you know? So I looked up aesthetic school back then and I went to aesthetic school. During that time, it was only like 3 months. And I went there for 3 months and I was like four of us in the class. And then I graduated and I stayed in DC and worked for a while. And then I went back to college. I went to Parsons School of Design, and this helped me through college, you know, pay for college. And after I graduated, I still chose to pursue aesthetics.
Awesome. Awesome. So you did decide to complete your degree after all, but you came back to the beauty industry, huh?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So what did you love about it?
I just love, like, the connection with clients. Having, you know, clients for such a long time, developing a relationship, the trust, to have give them that kind of pleasing kind of atmosphere. You know, they come with a surface, a problem, we solve that problem, and they're happy. You know, they're looking at their skin, they're looking at their waxing, lashes, whatever that case may be, and they're super happy. So I like that. And I also like it's more of a creative industry versus, like, sitting behind a desk, because I've never been that kind of person to sit behind a desk or super focused. Most artistic people like myself, we're everywhere, you know, we're always thinking about something, moving around. So I like the idea of seeing so many different people and learning so much about their life and culture. I'm constantly learning things even from this day, like from different clients, the jobs they have, their families, their travel, politics, sports, culture, just different aspects of life.
Now, was it hard building a skincare business? Because you started back in 97. Now, I know you have a studio and all those things now, but building this business, take us along the journey. Like, was it hard starting out? How did you build your clientele? Like, give us some details about the journey.
So I've always been frugal with my money. When I started my business in the early 2000s, like 2004, I just had my money saved and I found a place and I leased my place. And I just built upon that. During that time, it was only 3 treatment rooms. It was like a brownstone building, a second floor of a brownstone building, and, had IKEA cabinets, you know, that kind of thing, in the place. It was very homey, you know, like a homey kind of feel, when I first started, but I used, you know, my money that I saved. I didn't have any loans or credit cards at that time, you know, in the early 2000s, just for me to borrow against for my business. I just saved my money and was able to open a business and flourish and continue to have a monopoly, like, on the street where I'm located in Eastern Market, to, you know, to be the number one in this area and fulfill all the clients for their beauty needs, skincare needs.
Now, what do you think has contributed to your longevity in this industry?
Loyalty. And just being loyal, to be honest, you know, I've seen a lot of people and businesses come and go. And I always, you know, pride myself on being loyal and honest. So I'm not going to take your money if you book a service and the service is a high price service. If that's not what you need, I'm not going to give it to you. I've always been honest with guests. And I think just have integrity in your service. I mean, we all love money, right? But to give the client the service that's correct for them. You know, they may overbook. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need that. And that ticket is $400, but the $400 sounds really good, but they don't need all that, you know? And they'll, I'll tell them, you know? And they appreciate that. So I think that's what contributes to my longevity and also providing a great quality service. So we don't cut corners here. For example, like a lot of estheticians now, they don't have the girls take off their clothes anymore. Usually you put a gown on, you get under the covers. A lot of estheticians are doing facials on a massage bed on top of a wheelie pad, you know, and they have their clothes on. So we provide a more luxurious service versus a cheaper service. And also we have here time, you know, and we also have experience, you know, like me being 1997, the girls that work here, you know, combined experience over 50 years. So we have this combined experience that makes us top tier as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, on the, like, I'm a marketing expert, so I always like to ask these questions, but like, how do you go about keeping your clients coming back on a marketing side? Like, do you have systems in place? I know you have a studio and a team now. So what is that like for you now these days?
So we have a software system. So the software system, we allow the guests to rebook. So we try to put them a schedule for the waxing 4 to 6 weeks, the facials 4 to 6 weeks as well. So we offer that convenience upon checking out to rebook their appointment. Being that our time slots are, you know, few and many, we also get them to secure that time. You know, so that's one of the good things. Also, with the marketing, we always have promotions every month, something to engage the client, some new service. We try to do videos to engage the client with the service. We have a graphic designer, which I pay to do, you know, post to engage the guests with promotions as well. So I'm always trying to engage in and put in, you know, money to get new clients, but retain also our current clients.
Now, what would you say your specialty is?
For me, it's facials. We're known for facials. Facials first and then waxing. And then the other boutique services such as teeth whitening, ear candling, eyelashes, eyebrow lamination, eyebrow tint. But our biggest services and our biggest money makers are facials and waxing. A lot of women are, especially even the teens now, are into skincare. They have these 7-point skincare systems, this glass skin, all these new innovative, skincare regimens that they're creating. So skincare is like at the biggest right now, even with the skincare brands. There's so many, there are hundreds and hundreds of brands. And then you have the influencers that they're getting paid to endorse these brands, you know? So skincare is really, really big now.
Yeah, it's even on a rise amongst children, right?
That's what I saw the article this week.
Yeah, TikTok. I mean, when I say children, I'm talking about 10-year-olds, okay, are in Sephora now. So when is the right time to start a skincare regimen?
I think I'm preteen, like 13, you know, like that.
13, okay.
And it's a little, you know, young for me. But 13, you know, like, that hormonal age. So starting, you know, when their skin becomes a little oily or congested, blackheads, that kind of thing, 12 or 13, I think is a great time to start a skincare regimen, which is a cleanser, exfoliant, whether it be like some pads or a mask once a week, and a moisturizer with the SPF. Those three essential products are great for, I think, a teenager.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, but I have been seeing it. Like, you know, if you are on TikTok, it's a whole thing with these skincare brands now.
Awesome.
I've seen it, so. Mm-hmm. And now I know you have your own line, right?
We do. We have now just a line of Solasafe pads, which are great for hyperpigmentation, ingrown hairs, that type of thing, oily, congested skin. There are 60 pads in a container. So if you use 2 pads a day, it'll last you a month. It's a moderate price. It's $25. And it's one of our number one sellers here. So a lot of guests use it. They have ingrown hairs, like the men, even on the beards. It also helps with hyperpigmentation, especially like the underarms, the bikini on area. And it also helps for like acne skin. If you have blackheads, whiteheads, congested skin, those are great to use on your face.
Awesome. So are they available on your website?
They are available on Skin Beauty Bar DC and also in-house here as well.
Okay, great, great. Well, I'll make sure I have the link to your website if someone is interested in those products that you carry, for sure.
Hey everyone, it's Brandy. I hope you're enjoying this podcast as much as I absolutely enjoy bringing this awesome content to you. Look, beauty professionals, this show is for you. And I want to make sure we can continue to bring our awesome guests and awesome information to help empower the beauty community all over the world. You can help by doing your part in making a small donation. You can check our link in the show notes and donate right on Anchor, or we'll have another link available for you to do so. Thank you so much for supporting. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and you're sharing it as well. As always, stay great.
Imagine a world where your beauty business grows effortlessly while enjoying more personal time. Introducing StyleSeed, the ultimate salon management platform designed just for you. Building your beauty business empire has never been smoother. StyleSeed handles the nitty-gritty details like booking management and building powerful business tools so that you can focus on what you do the best. Try StyleSeed today and enjoy $30 off your first month of the premium plan. You can find the link and all the details in the show notes.
Now, so we're like, yeah, so it's like late February, spring is coming in like another month or so. So usually this is the time of year that you're going from your winter skincare routine into your spring. What are some things we should be thinking about when we're transitioning from winter to spring?
So on winter to spring, you're going to change your skincare regime. So you're going to change your cleanser. Usually in the wintertime, we use usually more of a cream-based cleanser or something that's not super stripping to the skin because of the cold weather and also because of the heat. So usually in the spring and summer, we change to more of a gel-based cleanser. And we use a lot of actives in that as well. We might use a salicylic acid, glycolic acid, something like that to help exfoliate the skin. Also, we're going to use a heavier SPF because the UV rays are higher during the spring or summertime. So we're going to boost that SPF. Say you're using a 15, you use 30 or 50 on the SPF. So you do need to change your skincare based on the seasons.
Awesome. How often should you get a facial?
I suggest every 4 to 6 weeks. Our regulars do every 4 to 6 weeks. If it's not in your budget, it's seasonal. You have to get a facial seasonal to help exfoliate that skin, get those dead cells off. Like you have to seasonally. Like that's the max for a facial.
Awesome. Now, what would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned thus far on your entrepreneurial journey?
No one's loyal. You are the star of your show. So with my entrepreneurial journey, you have to realize that you are the star and you're the only one that's going to make it happen. So you cannot rely on anyone to make your dreams come true, make your realities come true. You have to put all that effort into it. Now, I know like now they have all these beauty balls. You buy workbooks, you buy those digital things to help you grow your business, but you have to really invest and research what's best for you because a lot of those forms and stuff are just made in packs for people to make money, off of it. You have to do the groundwork for your business. And that's what I learned. You have to investigate even products. If someone tells you that product is great, you have to try it on yourself. If this machine is great, you have to try it on yourself. If you want to try that marketing company and you're not using it based on this big Instagram influencer, you need to research it because a lot of those Instagram influencers, they're getting paid to sell you all that nonsense, right? So you have to really just do your research on yourself because in this industry, especially now, people are cutthroat. So they're telling you anything to get your dollar, So you need to investigate. That's one of them. Mm-hmm.
Great advice. Now, do you offer any trainings or anything at your studio?
I do. I offer one-on-one training. It's on my website as well. If you click the booking link, I do offer one-on-one training. It's like basically a couple hours with me. We could brainstorm. You could ask me any kind of questions you like. We could do any kind of class if possible. But I do offer one-on-one sessions with myself.
Now, do you have any plans to expand? Do you want to grow more studios in different locations in DC, or what are your plans?
It's so funny. I was talking with two of my girlfriends. We invest together, and that was our next step. Actually, we talked about it 2 days ago to try to expand to do a suite kind of thing. But a suite will be only skincare, like a skincare suite. So it will be all entrepreneurs just within one suite.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my one of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds definitely something different for sure, for sure. What's absolutely been great, you know, learning more about you and your brand and all the awesome things that you're doing. Do you have any like events or anything coming up, anything you want to share with us, you want us to check out?
I'm going to be on on the 29th, I'm going to be on CBS Channel 9, their midday show talking about skincare. Well, that's one of the biggest things I'm having coming up. And then I was featured this month. It comes out for Prince George's County Black Feature Business. So that'll be released before the end of the month. They chose one of my businesses to feature. So I'm excited about those two opportunities. In addition to the Business Beauty Network for February.
Yeah, I truly appreciate you being on. So what advice would you give someone, like maybe they're a newer esthetician, or they've been in the business for a while and maybe they're struggling right now? Like, what advice would you give them?
You need to find a mentor or some classes. A lot of girls, they jump out of school and they want their own suite. And I think that's great as far as entrepreneurship, thinking that way. But you need to work with someone to see how things are. A lot of girls just want to be a ball straight off the top. And for me, working for several people throughout the industry before I opened my business, I modeled a lot of things off of their business, right? And they were good and bad. But you're able to learn and get the experience from other people. I'm going to say OGs that know what's going on versus you starting off in your business. And if you're struggling your business, that's probably why I think you should work for someone. So just to learn the business, the in and outs, how to treat clients, how to set up your bed, just how things are done in a professional environment versus going out and, you know, having your own room or your studio, not knowing how the business really works. In school, they teach us how to do treatments, but you don't really know the background of your business. So you could gain that knowledge from working at a spa, salon, working somewhere. See what software they're using to book. How are they retaining their clients? What kind of marketing are they doing? Those type of things to retain clients.
Yeah, because everything that glitters ain't gold. Like, I think people, they see, like, the pretty suites, and they can't wait to decorate their suite and do all of that. But it's more to it than that. Like you said, how are you going to run this business, keep these clients coming back? You know, how are you going to create an atmosphere for your clients, a customer experience? And I think nowadays, with the economy, people are looking for that. They're looking for a great experience. And if you can't provide that, they're going to go to somebody else who can. So, and then really knowing and understanding how you stand out in the market and leading with that is a great thing as well, I feel like, that people sleep on. But we definitely need to go back to working under mentors, going to work in a spa, crawling before you walk, so to speak, instead of just jumping out there. I think that's some great advice, Mika. I would definitely encourage anyone starting out to do that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So where do you go to for like motivation? Is it a favorite podcast you listen to? Is it a book? Is it a quote? Like, where do you get your motivation from? How do you stay motivated?
I use a lot of devotional journals. Not journals, but devotional books I read. I know I don't want to sound churchy, but every day I read a devotion in the morning. I read one at night. There's an app on my phone also. It's like a woman's devotion that I read as well. So when I first thing I wake up, I'm reading that devotional in the morning. Then, you know, when I'm in the shower, after 7 days, probably 4 to 5 days, I listen to two pastors. I listen to Sarah Jakes Roberts. And I listen to another young lady, Jackie Perry Hill. And I listen to their YouTube, and I tie with Sarah Jakes. But, you know, I listen to something just to keep my mind positive. Because, you know, the world is negative right now, especially, you know, on Instagram, you get down a lot of world troubles. It depresses you, like, you know, things are going on in Congo, things are going down, you know, over in Gaza, things are happening here in America as well. So you have to stay grounded And the devil will play with you, especially when you're talking out loud. He's listening. So he comes back to you, you know, to try to lure you down a wrong path. But that's what I listen to. I listen to YouTube, you know, like church through YouTube, you know, those two pastors that I tell you, and I read my devotionals. That's what I listen to.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, but I listen to those. So what I love a devotional, I like a quick read, you know, like something I could read quickly in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I can have my word for the day. So I love a good devotional book for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm glad you mentioned that, get a mentor, get a coach. I think, you know, when I started out years ago, it wasn't all of that, like mentors and coaches. And in fact, when I reached out to people, oftentimes they didn't want to share. Because it was like, share with me would take away from them or something, right? So,
did you like that too? In the beginning, I was scared someone's going to steal from me, you know? Like, but what you have to realize, what's meant for you is meant for you, you know? So no one can steal your shine. And the more you share, which I do with the girls here, the more your blessings. I used to be that kind of person. I didn't want to share nothing with you. I was scared you're going to steal clients, that kind of thing. But what's meant for you is meant for you, right? And being like that too, it allows people to be more loyal to you. You understand? Some people that this want to steal from you and go. But, you know, being sharing and giving the best that you can, especially because there's a lot of brown girls in our industry. And most of the girls that have worked for me out the years have been brown girls. And I want them all to win. You know, I really want them to win because I'm older. And I'm not going to do this forever. So it may be a possibility that one of these girls might buy this business for me. You know, when I go retire to Florida, wear my short shorts, walk around the pool. You know, so you have to give. You have to give. You can't be stingy anymore.
Right, right. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, we all grow. And it is they call life, right? It's a part of growth. And you got to start somewhere. But I just love now that there's resources, there's culture, there's people like you and I who are sharing information and helping people that are starting out in this industry. And that's one thing that I love about it now is that there's more support for the people in the industry. And I hope that if they need it, they'll reach out to people that are here to support you for sure. Mm-hmm. But this has been great having you on, Mika, and learning more about you and your business. Can you tell everybody how they can connect with you and all the awesome things?
At all the social media, Skin Beauty Bar DC, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Skin Beauty Bar DC. Twitter is Skin Beauty Bar, and our website is skinbeautybardc.com.
Awesome. Make sure you check out Skin Beauty Bar. I will have all the information in the show notes. As always, stay great, and we are out. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the podcast today. Make sure you subscribe. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. I want to hear from you. Email me at info@businessbeautynetwork.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at I Am Brandy Taylor and Facebook at I Am Brandy Taylor. I want to connect with you, so let's stay connected. And remember that all things are possible if you only believe. Stay great.